The latest statistics reveal that from October to December 2014, there were 963,000 young people in the UK, aged 16 to 24, who were not in education, employment or training. Lib Dem candidate Philip Ling said it's something the coalition has tackled with apprenticeships.
There's been 2 million more apprenticeships in the UK. In Tooting, it's actually trebled since 2010. I think it's very important that that's seen as one route for some people. Also giving more powers to local councils to run some of the schemes.
Sadiq Khan, the Labour candidate who's defending his seat, also says it's important for councils to have powers to help young people in their area.
We're going to give the power to decide what happens with what's called the work programme, not to civil servants in Whitehall, but to local authorities. Frankly speaking, Wandsworth Council knows its local community far better than a civil servant in Whitehall or a multinational private company.
Esther Abiri-Darko, the Green candidate, is a teacher. She also reckons it is important that local organisations help local young people.
I would definitely want to involve the organisations in Tooting already that are doing lots to help young people. The Green Party itself, in terms of securing and helping young people move forward, we would definitely restore free education and the tyranny of tuition fees.
As an entrepreneur, Conservative candidate Dan Watkins says he believes he has the skills to personally help young constituents.
I know how to get people going in terms of, you know, assessing what their abilities are and pointing them the right direction, but also give them a bit of advice. You know, is that a good business idea? Is it not? You know, should you go to that college? Should you go and do an apprenticeship? Those kind of things. So I want to be, you know, running regular surgeries.
While UKIP candidate Shemek Zwierczynski believes a more indirect approach may be the answer. He reckons if Tooting had better transport links, there'd be more opportunities for young people.
What I've been campaigning for was the Crossrail 2 project. I think that, you know, you can't create jobs artificially, but what you can do is you can help the creation by, you know, great example being getting the transport infrastructure in place.